By day, they are humble councillors working in the town hall, Bletchley. By night, they are humble councillors, probably asleep somewhere. But in between, they present... Truly, madly, Bletchley!
Truly, madly, Bletchley, a radio entertainment presented by members of Bletchley District Council. And here is your host, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Mr. Dutton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truly Madly Bletchley, the only show on British radio to entertain you, educate you, and grant you planning permission for a loft. My name is Mr. Dutton. I'm council chairman.
My name's Mr. Crowther. I'm housing secretary.
My name's Mrs. Armitage. I'm in charge of parks and open spaces.
My name's Mr. Wellington. I'm in public finance.
And my name's Mr. Batley, and I'm an alcoholic.
Mr. Batley!
Oh, sorry, I thought I was at one of my meetings.
Yes, we're councillors, but we're exciting. So let's unbutton our blouses, release our two giant twin orbs of laughter. Tuck in our napkins and say, Mrs. Armitage, what's on the menu this week?
On the menu this week, Mr. Dutton, we'll be paying a visit to the Ideal Funeral Exhibition.
Are you ready to drop, about to shuffle off your mortal coil? Then you need a Watson's Budget coffin. They're light, biodegradable, easy to carry, without fancy additions such as handles or a lid. They've got a big hole in the top and they come in handy, easy to store rolls. Oh, all right, they're bin liners. We're not proud. Well, what do you expect for £3? Varnish maple? In your dreams, mate.
We'll be remembering the magician's strike of 1932.
Aye, the magicians were out for 6 months. Then the mind readers came out in sympathy. God, it were tough. We all had to do our own tricks. There we were, six of us, huddled round a gas lamp, fashioning a crude Indian rope trick out of a bit of nutty slack and a pipe cleaner.
But first, we pay tribute to renowned radio producer Carl Shorten Bunt, a local man who died last week.
Known as the Alfred Hitchcock of radio, like the film director, Bunt insisted on playing cameo parts in all of his productions. Here's a clip from an early version of King Lear.
Come, winds, rage, blow, crack thy cheeks, and thou, all shaking thunder, strike flat the thick rotundity of the world.
Evening Standard.
Yes, Bunt's appearance as a news vendor in Act 3 was only the beginning of a series of intriguing vignettes. Brief Encounter, 1948.
Oh, darling, I'm so terribly, terribly lonely. Please hold me. I want you in my arms forever. Is that so terribly, terribly wicked of me?
No. No, my sweet. We're both victims of something we can't control. All we can do is be carried along in the torrent of love and desire that knows no bounds.
Excuse me. Is that a 164 stroke B Pullman Express with Connor? Because if it is, I think I might climax sexually.
Now, before we go any further, some of you may be wondering why on earth has Bletchley got its own radio show? Well, it happened like this.
Fellow councillors! I was going to talk to you today about parking restrictions in the town centre, but quite frankly, I'm fed up.
Fed up.
There's got to be more to life than traffic cones. I want to strip naked and dance down the high street like a wanton nymph.
Mr. Batley! Dudley, put your clothes on. We're coming to a boat.
No, we came into this world naked and we shall spend some time in this council chamber. That's my philosophy from now on.
Yeah, but that's the philosophy of a madman. Hi, do your buttons up.
Yes, we can see your chest and we don't want to.
No, let him speak. I, too, have been growing discontent of late.
You, Mr. Dutton?
Yes. Being a councillor has its moments, but, well, I'd much rather be photographed at the Dorchester with a blonde on each elbow.
Mrs. Paganism run rampant.
Silence! I became a councillor for the sex.
Ooh.
For the glamour, for the fast cars. Well, where is it? I don't want to sound picky, but I've been in charge of Belisha Beacons for 5 years now, and I've yet to sleep with a Cuban woman.
Mr. Dutton, I believe we're spiritual twins. Let's abandon this false council-based existence and become a radio show.
A radio show?
We'll have groupies and everything. We'll become the darlings of the media.
He's right. Yes, we'll have swimming pools. We'll be respected. It'll be, how are you, sir? Caught the show last night. Another good one, eh? We'll be smiled at on trains.
Yeah. Chased by women.
Yes.
And men.
Yes, and their clothes might flap open as they run.
Oh!
We'll be worshipped as gods in remote Italian villages.
We'll have an Aston Martin each.
Oh, yes.
We'll be the hale and pace of regional politics.
Steady on.
Let's do it, sir. Let's declare Bletchley an independent republic of the radio.
He's right. All those in favour of becoming a radio show, say aye.
Aye!
Truly, madly, Bletchley.
Now, here in Bletchley, ladies and gentlemen, we do love a good hobby. Yes, we do. So here's some hobby news now with our very own Mr. Crowther.
Hello. Are you interested in battle reenactments but are fed up with the boring ones like Bosworth and Culloden? Then why not join the Second World War Reenactment Society? Our aim is to reproduce the entire Second World War from start to finish. First, we're going to invade Poland. Then, we're going to set up ruthless dictatorships in Austria, France and Yugoslavia. Depending on job commitments, of course. Then, we're going to mount extensive air raids on the British mainland. Colin Wilmot's the vice chairman.
Hello.
His hobby is being the Allied invasion. He's going to lead the attack on Anzio, then advance in a pincer movement across Italy, mopping up the Nazi strongholds, aren't you, Colin?
Well, you've got to try these things, haven't you?
Meanwhile, David Dean, a gas man from Leighton Buzzard...
Don't get up.
...will mastermind the liberation of the Mediterranean. 9,000 of us will be dropped from the sky on Crete, where in the guise of Greek shepherds we shall free the peasants from their fascist overlords. That's if the school holidays have finished. Ha! Anyway, Arthur Bevis, who looks a bit like Hitler...
So the wife says.
Yeah. Well, he's going to find a bunker or something in Berlin, probably a tube station if they have them, and kill himself.
Trust me to pick the short straw.
So put away those model trains and join us now. All right, gentlemen, chucks away. Last one in Poland's a sissy.
Truly, madly, Bletchley.
Mrs. Armitage, I haven't said it before, but may I say, you're looking quite splendid this evening.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dutton. I thought I'd make an effort, the first show and all.
Yes, I think you're looking splendid as well, Mrs. Armitage.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Batley.
Yes, but obviously I think you're looking more splendid than Mr. Batley does.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. My feelings for Mrs. Armitage are like a skyscraper. Yours are just like a small cottage.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Boys, come on now.
My feelings towards Mrs. Armitage are like quite a large town, say Aylesbury.
Well, I beat you both. My feelings towards Mrs. Armitage are like York, which is a cathedral city and therefore better than you.
Oh, gentlemen!
It's always the same, it's always the same. Whenever I start praising Mrs. Armitage, you're always chipping in there, chipping in with your Aylesburys and your Yorks. It beggars belief. Go on, get your own Mrs. Armitage. I saw her first. Go on, buzz off.
Nottingham.
Pardon?
My feelings for Mrs. Armitage are the size of Nottingham.
That's not bigger than York.
Yes, it is.
York's a cathedral city.
Yes, but Nottingham's got a bigger population. Plus, it's the county town.
So's York.
Gentlemen!
Are we going by population or surface area?
Oh, shut up. Look, here we are, three grown councillors, bandying about geographical metaphors like there's no tomorrow. I find the whole thing repulsively childish. Anyway, I'm Swindon. Ladies and gentlemen, could I please... What?
Ah,
gracious! What's happening to Mr. Badger?
I'm sorry, everyone. It started again.
It's that disease he caught on holiday.
You mean the one that turns him into a South American singer every second Tuesday?
That's the one.
It's happening. I'm shedding the skin of my council-based identity and becoming...
Enrico Valdez, the Chilean charmer. Mrs. Armitage?
Yes?
This one's for you.
Ooh.
Since first I came to your country, there was little that I could afford. Maybe a little tapas, once I paid for my bed and board. I was a Latin outsider, feeling so lonely and blue, till one day at the supermarket counter, I turned and bumped into you. Now you're my cup of tea, you're so right for me, you're as lovely. That's what you are, Mrs. Armitage.
Oh.
Actually swear I want to be, 'cause you're my cup of tea. Cha-cha-cha.
Mr. Batley.
Any time, Mrs. A. Oh, damn, it's worn off.
Well, folks, doesn't that silly old clock just go round and round and round without telling us why? Time, like some mad headmaster in Kettering, has beaten us. Thrashed us mercilessly and told us to go on, get back to the history lesson, be off with you.
The streets of Bletchley lie empty under the stars.
The ducks are asleep on the pond. Someone, somewhere, I don't know who, plays marbles in the park.
Yes, it's that time of day when all towns that have just become radio shows roll down their shutters, pull on their nightcaps and climb that little wooden hill to Bedfordshire.
The citizens of Bletchley creep like voles beneath their duvets.
But not us. Oh, no, because here at the Club Akimbo, we're going to groove the night away.
Reenactment Society, they must have started the Blitz.
The Blitz? But this will attract the attention of the police. Mr. Crowther.
Angels 1-5, receiving you loud and clear, Mr. Dutton.
Mr. Crowther, speaking as your employer, I advise you strongly not to commence the Blitz.
If a thing's worth doing, it's worth doing well, Mr. Dutton. Some people call my desire to take over Europe obsessive. I call it good. Bombs away, Mr. Stubbies!
Bombs away, man!
Truly, Madly Bletchley was written by Julian Dutton and starred Liz Fraser, David Batley, Julian Dutton, Simon Godley and Toby Longman, with special guest Enrico Valdez and his orchestra. The producer was Dirk Maggs.